Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with some massive game fives. Excuse me, I'm going to be a little sad about this one. Bobby Portis puts back Giannis's missed free throw with 15 seconds left, and Drew Holiday blocks Marcus Smart as Milwaukee erases a 14-point fourth quarter deficit to beat the Celtics 110-107 to take a 3-2 series lead. Giannis, 40 points, 11 boards, made 16 of 27 from the field, including a long three-pointer to make it 105-102 with 140 to play. Drew Holiday finished with 24-8-8. Bobby Portis at 14-15. The Bucks can advance to the Eastern Conference Finals with a victory in Game 6 at home Friday night. Jason Tatum, 34 points. Jaylen Brown had 26. They need a win in Milwaukee to force a decisive Game 7 that would be back in Boston on Sunday. The Celtics led 93-79 early in the fourth before the Bucks closed the gap. The boys just took their foot off the gas. I'm so mad about it. I can't even talk about it. On to the next game. The Memphis Grizzlies fought off elimination with the highest scoring performance in their franchise's postseason history, and that was without Ja Morant. He was cheering on the bench. Morant upped the ante by chanting Grizz in seven towards the end of the game. Jaren Jackson, Desmond Bane, Tyus Jones all had 21, and the Grizz rout the Warriors 134-95 on Wednesday night to force a Game 6 against the Dubs. Dylan Brooks had 12. Zaire Williams and Brandon Clark had 11. Steven Adams, 6 offensive rebounds. Memphis outscored Golden State 24-5 on second chance points. The Grizz never trailed, turning in their best performance of the series to pull within 3-2, even with no Ja Morant. I told you guys that Grizzlies team without Ja Morant, they're just sneaky good. Game 6 is on Friday night in San Francisco, where the Warriors have won 5 straight playoff games and their last 7 overall. Let's go to some NHL scores. The Rangers, well, they have forced a Game 6 with a 5-3 win over the Penguins. The Panthers take a 3-2 lead with a 5-3 win over the Caps. A lot of 5-goal playoff games. I don't know if you guys have noticed that too. And the Flames take a 3-2 lead over the Stars with a 3-1 win. Some WNBA, Fever take down the Sparks 77-75. Sky crushed the Liberty 83-50. Mercury with a win over the Storm 97-77. The Los Angeles Lakers have been granted permission to interview Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson for their head coaching job. Atkinson obviously was the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets for 3+ years, led them to a playoff appearance back in 2018. He has built a reputation for player development as both an assistant and head coach. He is completing his first season on Steve Kerr's staff with the Warriors, and he has also emerged a candidate in the Charlotte Hornets search for a new head coach. Let's go to some funny baseball news. Kristen Yelich has become the 6th player in MLB history to hit for 3 cycles in his career. But here's the funny part. All 3 cycles have come against the Reds, who have now allowed 20 cycles in their franchise history, the second most to the Cardinals, who have given up 24. Yelich is the first player ever to hit 3 cycles against a single team. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Let's go to the moments we're watching today. Heat 76ers Game 6. Heat up 3-2. Can Philly save their season on 7 p.m. Eastern Time? ESPN should be a blast to watch. Is James Harden going to even show up? He'll obviously show up to the game, but we'll see if he actually shows up to the game. No Kyle Lowry for the Heat, but that might be for the best anyway. He was struggling out there, clearly not right with that injury. Suns Mavs 9:30 on ESPN. Can the Mavs find that home team spirit again and get the W? I think they're just going to get sunned to death, but I am just but a sad, sad Celtics fan. Who knows? Maybe Luka and the Mavs will pull something off. Should be a fun game. Let's go to our FanDuel Fast Break. We've got 2 lines for you guys tonight. You got the Suns, a -2, a little less risky for our NBA bets. And then some real risk. The 76ers are a -2.5 at home. Now, I want to take it, but Joel Embiid's face is broken. I don't know about you guys. I might actually just avoid this game altogether if I were you. It might be fun just if you want to add a little bit of spice to the game, but don't go into it expecting to win. Just put down money where your heart is on that one. On this day in sports history, way back in 2019, Manchester City, they take down Brighton 4-1 to claim back-to-back English Premier League titles with 98 points, 1 point ahead of the runner-up Liverpool. Shout out to Man City, by the way, spending a ton of money. They got Erling Haaland, a great striker out of Borussia Dortmund. He's going to be fantastic for them. If you're a big soccer fan out there, you are very scared. If you're not a big soccer fan out there, well, you might want to check that out. By the way, other really interesting soccer news, EA and FIFA have split up, so we might be getting 2 different soccer games. it's going to be a very, very strange experience, especially for all of them out there who play FIFA. I know there are a lot of us out there. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsScene, and if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores, and never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make something smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.